It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We're on Insight. Jack Stogler. Hey, it's been a long time, Neil.
Not for us, for you.
For me?
Yeah, we had the St. Anthony Dinner Theater on last week.
I know it. I missed that.
You do know it's in the archives, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, like, Neil, what's the best way to get into the archives?
Well, you go on FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on Archives.
Sounds simple enough.
It pretty well is. My good friend Chuck reminded me that lots of people have been using our archives. He gave me a little update at the end of the year. 60,000 listens in 2020 in the archives.
60,000 listens.
That's a ridiculous number, but it's 1,200 a week. It's crazy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Especially since I was doing it, hoping maybe 12 people would use it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kid playing basketball and grandma can't go to the game. So on Saturday morning, you go sit down with grandma and listen to the game and talk about stuff. And figure, yeah, it's worth it to do that for, you know, 12, if that helps 12 grandmas out. So it's 1,200 people a week.
That's 1,200, fantastic.
Not necessarily people. If back in the Breakfast with Bill days, I think Ross just put Breakfast with Bill on all day at work.
That's all the production at work was very low. Till about 9.
So we have in studio three members of the community club. Actually, 5 members. Count me and you, Neil.
Yeah.
But we have the president, Mr. Ross Wendell.
Jack.
We have the treasurer, Mr. Randy Deller. And we have the Joe Biden of the group.
Well, he's actually the Queen of Hearts ticket puller outer.
The Queen of Hearts ticket puller outer.
He's been missing lately, though.
Yeah.
Slacking.
He's been here. Yeah,
he's
been helping Jack. Yep.
Mr. Rocker. Hello, Rocker.
Hey!
Hey! So we're going to talk about the community club and the activities and what the funds go to and the history and stuff with Randy and Ross. And let's start with, how long has the community club been in operation as the community club?
The community club passed the bylaws and was accepted as a club in February of 2014. What most people don't realize about the community club is that we are actually a public outreach fundraising committee for the Fort Recovery Ambassador Club. So we are actually under the umbrella of the Fort Recovery Ambassadors. So now most people don't realize that because we have our own officers, we have our own funds, we do our own things. But all of our funding is channeled through their audits and so forth. So,
very good. And to a certain extent, like the members of the old Lions Club, or maybe it's the old Lions Club members.
Okay, yeah, that covers you and I and yeah. Neil for sure.
So, you know,
and Rocker.
And had kind of decided back in 14 that we needed a new direction.
Yeah.
True?
I would say that's very true.
Yeah.
One of the things that, too, was put up there was the money with the Lions Club was actually, some of it was leaving Fort Recovery. I know a lot of people didn't like that. They'd rather all the money they see raised from the club stay in the community. That was one easy way to flip that.
So, and then forming this community club, doing it in conjunction with the ambassadors, kind of made that a pretty easy process for
them. Yeah, and that was a big part of it was it actually serves two purposes. It served the purpose of the community club in that we have our 501c3. We're a nonprofit organization if we're underneath the ambassadors who have that status. It served a second purpose for the ambassadors as we can be their outreach, fundraising, public service committee, so they don't necessarily have to be worried about donating $100 to this, $100 to that, and that we're doing that for them as part of the ambassadors doing it through the community club. So it served us both very well. It allows them to put more emphasis on their facilities and getting things like they want down there, and we can continue to do what we like to do, which is have fun and raise money and give it back to the community. So
fantastic. Well, tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about the officers and the size of the club and some of the activities that we've got planned for the spring and summer and the upcoming fall, and we'll be back right after this.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have three great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $8.95, salt egg jumbo shrimp for $10.95, or our baked cod dinner for only $10.95. All specials come with our large salad bar and your choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wow.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley-Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
I know when we're on. We're back. Inside.
Every week, Jack.
Every week.
I like it so much when you're on vacation.
Nothing changes, does it? So we're back inside talking with the community club members, Ross, Randy, Rocker. And Ross, you're the president.
That's correct.
Who are your officers?
We just had our last meeting another year of voting, and we are staying the same as last year.
Was it a very contentious vote?
It was a heated debate, let's say.
Whether you would accept or not, that's probably the only debate there is.
They tripled my wages, though, so that kept me.
So I am, of course, the president. Todd Holman is the vice president again this year. Randy as treasurer. And we have Cliff, who has formerly been the president. He is our secretary. And Rocker is the official mascot.
You look like a community club mascot.
I was waiting for the rest of it.
I was thinking he was going to say, like a community club hit him in the face, is what I thought you were going to say.
So what's your main fundraisers during the course of the year?
Our two biggest ones that we have yearly have been the fish fry we have every year. Obviously, with this year being crazy, we kind of switched the time on that a little bit. It's usually right here, right around Lent time. That definitely couldn't be done without Roger Borman. He pretty much heads that up. Pretty good time. It's out at the Sportsman's Club. That's been a staple pretty much for our club. And the other one being the golf tournament's the other bigger one we have, which this year, put it on your calendar, will be June 5th, and it will be at the Mercer County Elks this year. So make sure and put that on your calendars.
Tiger won't be making it, by the way.
Tiger.
Tiger's out.
He might be on a golf cart riding around drinking beer with us.
He'd fit in well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are two of the biggest ones we have. One we currently have going on right now, this first we've done, is a raffle. It coincides with the July Pick 3 raffle. We're going to give away $500 every single day of July. So if you see any community club member, you can get it. They all have tickets or should have tickets. They're $20 a ticket. We're going to sell 1,000 of those. And then all through July, whatever the pick three is, whatever number coincides with that, we'll give away $500 every day. So that's a new one we started this year. So we'll see how that goes. We got a lot of tickets to sell yet, but we got a little bit of time yet.
So besides finding somebody in the community club, is there a way to do it online or some other thing, or how can that work?
We are getting Venmo. Randy was working on that. I believe we are up and running as of yesterday, maybe?
As of yesterday, yeah.
So we are getting the Venmo set up, so it'll be easier to pay and do that stuff.
And in setting up Venmo, I also had to create an email account for the community club. So we now have our own email account as frcommunityclub@gmail.com. So you can email that saying, hey, I want 10 tickets, and we'll make sure you get them.
So you're selling 1,000 tickets at $20 a pop.
Correct.
Each day the month of July, you'll be giving away $500 a day to the pick three number that's chosen on the Ohio Lottery each day.
That's correct.
Okay, cool.
Now, is there a website also, or is it just through the email?
We have a Facebook page, but it's currently being very vamped, we hope.
That's one of the emphasis we've been putting on here the last two meetings. Our advertising's been a little down. We're trying to revamp that. So we got an advertising committee that's been working on some of that stuff to get information out more.
Okay. And if there's anything you want to get out, if they want to get something out, let me know and I can record something. They can record something. We're happy. That's what we want to do, is get information out. All the information that anybody needs, we absolutely want to do that. So.
So every community club member would have tickets available?
Most of them do.
Yep.
If not...
Except for probably Jack.
Yeah. And me, because I'm never there.
Jack hasn't been to a meeting in forever.
He's either on vacation or here.
Jack could have sold 600 of them down in Florida in the last month.
I could have sold at least 20, probably. So, and the fish fry was in January, is that right?
The last one we had was last fall. We did fall.
It was in the fall. Okay, yes. That's right.
And we skipped this year, January. Okay. So I don't know when the next one will be. We're
Yeah.
We're in negotiations with Roger right now on that. Yeah. So.
We were actually kind of fortunate this year with COVID and everything being canceled. We got most of our stuff in.
Yeah.
The golf tournament we got in. That was right around the time where everything was a little leery. Not many people were doing anything. We still got it in. So we were actually pretty fortunate this past year to get most of our things in.
Yeah. And then, you know, what other types of activities do you guys do or do you participate in? I know that you help with the parking at the tractor pulls, I think.
Yeah, that is actually my favorite day of the year to be a community club member and signing up for tractor pull parking. It is entertaining. That's my by far favorite event. We also do the parking for the WOW we've been doing, which hopefully we can actually perform this year.
Yeah. We've been doing the parking for the Lions Club started parking. We went to the ambassadors at that point and said, hey, you know, why don't you guys charge for parking? You can make some extra money. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
So we started doing it, and it was a dollar. You remember that? Yeah. It was a dollar. It was like everybody said, really? You're stopping me for a dollar?
Yeah.
You know? But now, you know, over the last, you know, last year was obviously different. But other than that, we, you know, we take in anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500 a year that we provide to the Ambassador Club General Fund. We don't run that through the community club. That goes directly to them. It's their money. It's their event. We're just working it. And it's, like Ross says, it's been going on for a long time. And it's just, it's generally a lot of fun. Yep. I mean, just to be down there talking to everybody coming and going. And
well, and you probably see a lot of the same faces every year. And the pickup trucks just keep getting bigger and bigger, don't they?
Yeah, the guys rolling in $70,000 pickup trucks and crying about paying a dollar for parking.
Yeah. I mean, some of the other things we've done over the years for a lot of years, it started with Lions and continued with the community club, is we do still run the lunch stand at the softball tournament for the Jubilee. We've done that forever. We continue to do that. Also a good time. You know, the one thing that started with the Lions Club and it's carried over to the community club is if we're doing an event, it's probably something we're having a good time doing.
Yep.
Whether it's an activity, a fundraiser, even a work event, in most cases, ends up being a fun time. So, you know, that's kind of the emphasis we put on it. We want young guys, we'd love to have young guys come out and join us and enjoy what we enjoy and continue this on. And, you know, currently, since we started in 2014, we've had roughly about 60 members a year, paid members, which is only $20 a year. So it's not a hateful thing. And so that, you know, that's a good core group. Yeah. And the thing is, it's like most organizations or clubs, you know, you don't get a lot of people to the meetings, but if you have a work event and you ask them, they're glad to do it. I mean, they're glad to help, and so we get good help most all of our events. So.
And I know in the past we've done did a lot of assembly on the playground there at the swimming pool park.
That was probably one of the biggest projects as far as work projects that the community club took on, is we constructed the new playground set that's out at that community park. And that was it was a one day thing, but it was an all day thing. And it was, took a lot of coordination, a lot of work.
Yeah.
And, it was unbelievable that got done. The people that build those and sell those said, there's no way you can get that done in a day. And that's, of course, we took that as a challenge, and we were done in about 3/4 of a day. So. Yeah.
I believe that was easier than taking the old concrete from the putt holes out.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what the number was, but it was a pretty good amount of money that they would have charged us to go do that.
Yeah, the...
do you remember offhand what that was?
It was about $26,000.
I was thinking it was like in the teens.
It's the installation. Now, that's them coming in, drilling the holes, doing everything, which, you know, the town guys helped drill the holes, get everything ready. The community club came in and took the 6,000 parts and put them together and got it ready to be poured and stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of money saved. You know, the other thing about that project was that the community club also donated $10,000 towards that project. So it was one of our main...
Yeah.
As we got started projects, it was a good way for us to get some focus on doing things and raising some money, because like any organization, you're better off if you got a goal, you know, you work a little harder. Yeah. You know, and it worked out great. We got some young guys involved, and it's been great.
So when you talk about like your the things that you donate to, what are you? So you talked about the park and the playground equipment. What are some of the other things that you give money to?
Well, every year we have a list of sponsorships that we've been doing, and it's like most organizations, businesses in town. You know, you're approached by Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts, which they put on a super summer program, and it needs to be supported. So we've been a supporter of that every year. We've also supported the Friso Group that runs our youth sports activities in the summer. We've went a little farther. We not only sponsor that, and we raised our sponsorship this year to be a $500 sponsor per year, because it is a great activity. But we've also taken on some other equipment needs over the years where we've given extra money. I think over the past couple of years we purchased an AED, and we purchased a diamond maintenance machine, or help purchase, I shouldn't say purchase, we gave part of it, but I think we've spent about $3,000 in equipment too. So that's been great. Sure. We do the after prom, you know, we're an annual sponsor of that. Again, another great event for the community. We support the Challenger baseball program every year, and you know, people that are putting that together need to support, so we're happy to give it. That's what we're all about. You know, anything that's good for Fort Recovery, we want to support. Some of the things that are happening now, you know, is we just recently agreed to give $1,500 to a project that the WOW Committee is putting together to redo all the auditoria sound system. So we agreed to give $1,500 towards that, which was about a tenth of the cost. So those are the type of things we want to do what makes the community better, and that's what we're supposed to focus on, and that's what we do focus on.
Well, and I know when we had the FR Radio Christmas Gala that we were absolutely floored when you guys came up. I think you gave over $3,000.
Quite a bit more now.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a little over $6,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it can't be. What's happened with that is it's such a great event. Yeah. You guys do such a wonderful job with that, and it's for great causes. But what's happened is we started off by giving a club donation when this first started.
Yeah,
and then we started passing a hat among the members with the agreement that whatever they gave, the club would match.
Okay, that is where the $3,000 came from.
Yeah. Okay. So over the years, you know, we raised, this year we had some anonymous donations that came to the club meeting and said, we want to put this in, and we want to put this in. So it ended up being we dropped off a little over $6,000.
Okay.
And that just floors me. I mean, there's 25 guys at this meeting, and, yeah, and we're able to generate $6,000. And, you know, tells you the generosity, and also that it's a great, great event to support. So
that's cool.
And scholarships. What do we do? One, do we do kind of whatever is necessary, or how do we do that?
That's evolved over the years, and it started years ago with the Lions Club, and Jack and I have been on that scholarship committee for ever.
Yeah, forever. I think you're right.
And we have different times have given two $500 scholarships. Now, the last three or four or 5 years, we've been given one $500 scholarship, and we do it in as the Paul Stogler Memorial Scholarship, kind of continued that from the Lions Club days, because Paul was such an important part of that club and needed to be memorialized that way. So we still give a $500 one to a graduating senior in Fort Recovery. Mm-hmm. And we kind of use the criteria, which we don't know that we really have any criteria, but what we do look at is we look at it like Big P would look at it. You know, yep. Big P was never the guy that he went after. He didn't necessarily like the best athletes or the smartest kids. He liked the ones that worked hard and enjoyed doing it.
Yep.
And that's kind of the ones that we look at, you know, that work hard at it. Maybe they're not the top 10 of the class, but, you know.
That is Paul. Yeah. That's absolutely Paul Stogler.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the community club, and then we're going to talk about some village things. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
So, and that's why, Rocker, you shouldn't talk like that. So we're back. Insight. So upcoming events from a community club. June 5th
is the golf tournament at Mercer County Elks. That is pretty much, besides our
lottery
is what we have on the books. It's, going back to COVID, it's been a little tough to plan things.
We'll still have all of our work events, hopefully. You know, the two tractor pulls to park and the WOW event to park.
Stay tuned for details on getting signed up for the golf tournament. If you want raffle tickets for the lottery, see a
community club member.
Are they available at any of the local businesses?
Right now, we have them out the bowling alley. We'll probably distribute them in a couple more places here.
Okay. Probably Harold's probably got some.
They should.
Yeah.
He's been in Florida for the last month.
Kenny 10 does have them, too.
Kenny 10 does, too. Good. Yeah. Good. So anything else from a community club standpoint that we missed?
How can we join? How can people join if they want to join?
Our meetings are every third Wednesday of the month. They're held down at the new pavilion down at the pool park. And they start at 7:30. You can come anytime. We'd love to see more guys come to the meeting. You can always get in the Queen of Hearts. I believe it's up to about $1,100 now. That always ends the meeting for us. But we'd like to see a lot of more guys come out, a lot of new guys come out, get some new, fresh ideas. And with that said, even if you're not a member, and you can, and if you got a good idea of a fundraiser or anything like that, let us know. We're not afraid to try it out. We've done some really unorthodox things in the past.
You mean like blowing up a car and stuff like that?
We've done
Stinky Pinky, Junk Car Show, we've had Dueling Pianos, Brothers of the Brush, Community Consignment Auction, Brick Fest. Anything that comes up, we're willing to give it a shot if we think it could be successful.
The POS Car Show.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Is there any official word on the Jubilee or anything? Yeah, still waiting on how.
Yeah, they're going to wait to see how that goes. But I am very confident with the way things are going, with Governor DeWine opening up bars and taking the curfew off, that things will be maybe not exactly as usual, but very close to that, where those things can happen again with some rules. But Ambassador Park is, you can hold a billion people out there. So,
yeah.
So however much room they want us to spread out, we have it.
Yeah,
that's my thought. I'm not on the Jubilee Committee at all, so I don't know anything official, but that's logical to me.
I think the plan is to proceed like it's going to go ahead full bore. And, of course, they've changed the format a little bit. And they're still going to start with a taste of the town on the Brick Street on Wednesday. But Sunday is going to continue as it has, which is just the parade and then chicken dinners, and then that's it. And I think they're going to do the drawing on Saturday night.
Oh, they are now? Okay.
And there won't be anything. There won't be anything at the park on Sunday. So,
okay. Except the chicken dinners, or are they going to do that?
I don't know if they're going to do those there, if they're going to continue to use the Legion.
Oh, yeah, they could do it. There's probably 30 places they could do that. So,
that might be an opportunity for the community club. We can do a bake-off at the Jubilee for all of Fran DeWine's recipes that he's given us over the last couple months.
There are probably many opportunities for DeWine contest in the Mercer County area, if I had to guess. So
I know we talked about all the projects we've supported and stuff, and I've been treasurer since it formed, so all 7 years. So I have all this information at hand. And from what I looked at today, we've given almost $60,000 away in the last basically 7 years. So keeping us active, and that's what we're about. So
that's cool. That's cool. Well, I know it's been 2 years since I've been to a meeting.
Three, but
who's counting?
But I was really hoping nobody was counting at that point. But really proud of what you guys do, and keep up the fantastic work. So let's kind of flip the page to a certain extent and talk about the village. Okay, and so now Ross can play a slightly different role here. Okay,
him and Rocker on each side.
That's exactly right.
Great. So.
But through it all, through this whole thing, seems like the village has probably never looked better. Things seem to be going well. How about a State of the Union thing?
Well, that's up to the mayor, but I'll give the abridged version. A lot has changed. I've been here with the village for a little over 26 years now, and a lot has changed in that time, including, Ross is now a father instead of being a young kid. And I don't know that he's matured any, but he's old.
Very little.
Because he was so mature when he was in high school.
That could be. That
could have been earlier.
Well, 26 years gets him prior to high school. I know what year he graduated. the things went good. We live in a community that's very supportive of what goes on. And, we have a great industrial base, which we've talked about with Neil on this show before, and you, Jack, which makes it possible to get things done. So, from a financial standpoint, we stay pretty conservative, but we're pretty solid in that area, and we want to stay that way. We don't want to run into hard times, so we stay that way. But even through this pandemic, we just really haven't seen a big hit in our revenues. So that's just indicative of the type of community we have, and people are still working, and businesses are right now going pretty strong, actually. So, which is good to hear.
Yeah. So, from a state funding standpoint, you know, the state has spent a boatload of money that I'm sure they didn't have budgeted. You know, so is that going to negatively affect towns and municipalities in the next budget?
Not so much. You know, the funding that they have spent is kind of hard for the general public to understand, but a lot of that money that was spent on COVID especially came from the federal government. Okay. And was just filtered down to the local communities and different places. Now, you know, Fort Recovery, we got about $130,000 in COVID funds to spend on COVID activities. What they allowed us to do towards the end of the program is they allowed us to utilize it for our safety personnel. So for our police department, we could use that for their wages and expenses. So we were able to utilize the whole $130,000. But prior to that, since we didn't think we would be able to, you know, we set up a grant program for local small businesses and gave about $70,000 away through that program. And we're happy to be able to do that. You know, it really hit some of them hard for.
To a certain extent.
Yeah. I mean, some of them got really hit hard, had to shut down for months. And, you know, we understand the importance in a small community to those types of businesses. I mean, the mom-and-pop shops and the small businesses make up your community. You know, obviously you need the big industries. You need all that. But if you don't have these other ones, you know, then you're town that you drive through and you don't see anything, you know. And we don't want to be that. So, So we've been successful. You know, the state has over the years, and it started with Kasich when he was in office, that, you know, they've cut down the money that filters from the state to the local governments, what they call local government fund. We were down about 80% at one time from what we used to get to what they were giving us. Now it's back up to where we're maybe pushing 50% of what it was at its highest point. And you know, we got to the point where we just didn't budget it. We just didn't count on it. We didn't. If it came, it came. We'll, you know, we'll sock it away somewhere, and we'll find something to spend it on that's important. If we don't get it, then we're not expecting it. So that's kind of the approach we've taken. It's become a little bit more steady here the last few years. So you know, it's a little better. But you know, realistically, you know, other than through gas taxes, real estate taxes, those types of things, we don't get a lot of money directly from the state of Ohio or from the federal government as far as that.
From a park standpoint, I'm assuming the parks had to take a hit from the lack of the Jubilee or the lack of those types of activities. So what kind of shape are they in going into the next
season? Like most small communities, your parks, your pools, you don't make money any year. I mean, it's an expense, and you count on it being an expense. So basically what you do is you try to limit that exposure a little bit. Well, the funny thing about a pool is, and I hate to say this, but this is the truth, that for every day it's closed, we save money, you know, because we're not paying help, you know. But we want to have it. We want to have it as a opportunity and service to the community. And, you know, so it's important for us to have that. And so, yeah, we took a hit on revenues last year, but our expenses were also down some. So, you know, it's just another year in the parks. And you know, we're pretty proud of the parks. We've obviously put some emphasis on our parks over the last 10 years and made some great improvements. So we're getting to the point now where we got to find room to do any more improvements. Almost 30 years ago when you were on the park board, Jack, and we were just putting those diamonds in community
park. we were kind of sketching how those might fit in there and stuff. So
that's back when Jack and I were on the park board together. Yeah. It's been a long time ago.
That was
the park board's a lot better now that that you guys aren't on it. We have Bob and Harold on
That's
the
right.
park board now.
Well, it's... Well, we'll go to break now. How's that?
That was a promo for the upcoming sports talk
show. There you go. So we'll be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Linda's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy old man winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, the Lady Indians will play in the district semifinal game against the Minster Lady Wildcats in Wapakoneta at 5:30 for the right to play on Saturday in the district final game. Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be broadcasting that game, and the NFHS Network will also be available. After defeating the New Knoxville Rangers, our boys will now play at St. Henry in the sectional final game on Friday at 7 p.m., and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game, and the NFHS Network will also be available for that game. Be sure to follow both our girls and boys throughout the tournament right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
I'm sorry, Neil, I can't do it.
Okay. Welcome back to Insight.
We're back. Insight. So, we were talking about the parks. Let's talk about the streets.
Okay. I figured that was going to come up at some point.
Yeah. So,
like what? Great shape. State Rail 119 is in there now.
Yeah. Well,
that one isn't ours.
So, you know, what's state routes are kind of out of our control, correct?
Not totally, but yeah. I mean honest God truth is, and people don't understand this either, is that state routes really are our responsibility in town. Now, the state has historically done maintenance work on it, as far as putting new asphalt on it. But if anything is broke down, like what we're seeing on State Route 119, and it needs to be repaired underneath the surface, that's all us.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Which is
kind of strange, but we got to get their okay to do it, because we got to maybe have to reroute traffic and stuff, but we got to pay for it. So it's always been a kind of a screwed up deal, but, you know, we'll make it work.
Boy, it's a bad spot, too. That's just a bad spot. You know, when you consider about the rerouting part, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that's just tough. So,
Set them over the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Set them over the bridge.
Right down through Ambassador Park.
There you go. So, how about, like, you know, local street projects? Is there anything that'll be going on?
Yeah. I mean, we're still in the midst of our Elm Broadway Street project. We got most of Broadway Street roughed in last year. We don't have the final coat of asphalt on because we're waiting until Elm Street's done. But Elm Street's supposed to pick up starting next month in March, and it's scheduled to be completed. By Elm Street, I mean the section from Butler, which is 119, yep, all the way to Broadway, which will, of course, incorporate a block that didn't have a street before that we'll be making a street. Used to have an alley. So that's scheduled to be done. Obviously, the long-term goal there is to make that 49 when we're done, so the trucks don't have to make, yep, all the darn turns. Either way, it's not an ODOT project, so they're not involved in it at this point, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But so even if they wouldn't right away make that State Route 49, we could still make it our truck route. So it doesn't really change.
What would be our advantage if they do make it a state route? Does that mean they plow it? What else would we benefit from?
They plow
it.
They take care of all the signage. They'll overlay the asphalt when it needs to be done on a regular basis. About every 5, 6, 7 years, they do an overlay, which they pay for. So, yeah. I mean, they're in a position where this is going to be built to their specs, so why would they not want it, you know? And it's so much easier to care for than the sections we got now.
Yeah, and I know you have been personally trying to make sure that it covers everything that they need to have as if they were building it. I know you've gone to great lengths to be sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, that's part of doing it, so we make sure that we get the most advantage out of it in the end. So that's the big one that's going to happen this year, is that those will be done. And, you know, it's going to be no other word for it than a mess for a little while, because when we shut down that block to the west side of Monument Park, I mean, that reroutes all the trucks on 49, which you can imagine from Cooper's how many trucks that is every day just in local traffic.
That's a boatload.
And so there'll be a reroute on that, and we're hoping to keep that to as short a time period as possible.
Do we know where that's going to go?
Well, right now the local trucks are planned to go down Broadway to First Street and come back out to the highway. Mm-hmm. Now, we're smart enough to realize that if we get 3-4 weeks of trucks on First Street, we're going to have to do some work on that when we finish up Broadway paving and stuff. So that's all in the plan. Yeah. But again, it's just going to be an inconvenience for people for a while. Yep. And hopefully.
And the through trucks going from Fort Wayne to Dayton or whatever, they're supposed to take a completely different state route.
That'll be our detour.
So
that's the big one coming up this year. Obviously, we're taking a good hard look at State Route 119, what we can do to help those situations. You know, that bad spot right there at the stoplight, you know, 2 years ago, we completely dug that out, went down, replaced the base, and 2 years later,
we're dealing with it again.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Rocker's dumping something there that's illegal and and causing our problems. I see him walk across there a lot.
So. Yeah, I know it.
Well, but when he gets halfway across, he disappears. Because a little bit of a hole there. But.
Yeah, so we'll be doing some work on that as we have the pavers in town for Broadway. And Elm, we'll have them be doing some work on the highway, too. So,
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the town council and who's on it.
We can do that. You know, I've been here 26 years, and for a long time I had some of the longest serving council members. You know, Rod Toby served a long time, Dave Brett served a long time, Dave Garman served a long time. You know, now our long-term guy is Al Post. He's been on there the longest, and he serves as council president right now. Then in order of years served, then it's actually Cliff Wendell. And
he don't count.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And Scott Pearson has a few more years, but he had a stretch where he wasn't a council member, and then he came back. So Scott's been on it now for a while. And we have Eric Feely and Greg Schmitz, and Luke Kanapke is our most recent addition to the council. So
very good.
And, of course, Mayor Kaup. Mayor Dave Kaup.
So fantastic. Well, so anything that you want to add before we go to one more commercial, and then we, do Rocker's.
Yeah. Oh, don't get Rocker any time.
we have to do Rocker.
We'll take that out of sports talk.
All right. Just a couple things I do want to mention is that, you know, we went through a pretty hefty snowstorm here just recently, and I need to give kudos to my town workers.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they accomplished in a couple days' time was incredible.
I have a complaint. Tell them not to plow around my house at 3:30 in the morning. Plow on the other parts of town. Plow out by Ross's house at 3:30. Come by my house about 7.
It wouldn't bother me if I wasn't here.
Yeah. So they did a great job. We had some help, and I have to thank John Overman for bringing some of his equipment in and helping us out. He was tremendous. Brian Fort Camp had one of his trucks up here and helped out, but the town guys, and we went, you know, it was Jerry and Paul, our street guys, and it was also Brandon and Alex, who are police officers, came in and helped, along with Mitch Luthold. He helped from the water department, so we had those five up here.
I think you were helping a little bit, too.
I was helping a little bit. I was trying to do more coordinating, you know, but they got me shoveling and doing other things, too, so that's all right. That's good, but it went great, and I truly appreciate the extra effort. You know, those guys, Jerry and Paul, put in 11, 12, 13 hours.
Yeah.
And that was by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Isn't that amazing?
And, and that's, you know, we don't ask them to do that. They just know they need to do that. Yeah. And that's such a nice service to have. So,
well, they do that for the 1,200 people that live in Port Recovery, you know, and they don't even think.
1,400, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. But they don't like a couple hundred of them.
Yeah, that could be.
Including Rocker.
The other thing that I should mention personnel-wise was, of course, everybody's heard that Paul Rohrer will be retiring with 35 years this year. Brandon Wyrick is moving from the police department to the street department.
Really?
And we'll be taking
You hadn't heard that?
I hadn't.
Be taking that position.
Oh, you've been in Florida, yeah.
And that was a choice he made. I mean, we didn't want to poach him out of there. We'd love for him to stay as a police officer, but at the same time, we want to make sure he stays in Fort Recovery as a worker, because we know what kind of guy he is. So we're happy about that. The other thing, final thing, is summer help. We are still looking for summer help, both for our pool, our park workers. We have one guy that we usually put in the utility departments summer to help them guys out doing some projects. So if anybody's looking for summer work, high school kids, college kids, come and see us or go online.
Even a teacher with the summer off.
We've approached that alley a couple different times, and we haven't had much success, especially as a pool manager. We always thought that would be a...
Rocker, can you swim?
He doesn't have to swim. He just has to manage the pool.
Just like a rock.
He just has to do the arithmetic.
So, just wanted to get that out there. If anybody's listening, we are definitely looking for help.
Age for kids, do you have to be 16?
16 to work in the parks because of the equipment you operate. You're supposed to be 15 to work at the pool to be a certified lifeguard. We've hired people that were 14 when we hired them and turned 15 shortly thereafter. So,
moms and dads, if you're tired of watching your kids be on their phones the whole day, get them out there and give them an application to the town and keep them busy. So,
how do they apply?
They come into the town hall is the easiest way, or the application is online at portrecovery.org.
Yep.
So they can print it out and drop it off.
Fantastic. Well, Ross and Randy, thank you guys. Yeah, if you guys want to stick around, we're going to do Rocker's Top 10. And what's your...
Wouldn't miss it.
I've never been this excited.
Top 10 community club fundraising ideas.
Ross
was
asking
for it.
I'll tell you what.
Bob sounds excited about this.
Stupid. Bubba says stupid.
You haven't even seen one of his ideas yet.
Ross has a pencil out ready to write him down.
Look at him.
So we'll be back with Rocker right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday, you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
We're back. We're ready for Rocker's Rant. Right? Is this a rant?
It's a top 10.
Top 10?
Oh, it's a top 10. Okay. So, I'll turn the mic over to Rocker.
Number 10.
Rocker's Top 10 Community Club Fundraising Ideas. Number 10, Classic Car Show.
There's 9 of them in town.
At the Jubilee.
What? At the Jubilee.
Back like it used to be.
Where are you going to have it?
Back like where it was.
Which was where?
Down the Foresight, right by the Diamonds.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, if you're going to have ideas, have original ideas.
Good point.
Stop yelling at him.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Settle down there, Jack. Let the Ritalin kick in. How about Jubilee Queen Pageant? Oh, that's original.
Yeah. I'm in.
There you go.
Now
these clowns could be the judges.
Also in.
So what kind of pageant?
Jubilee Queen.
You could have hot grandmas, hot milfs. Hot
yeah,
that whoa.
That worked out well, didn't it, Sunday?
Gilfs?
Yeah. Number 8, karaoke night.
No. Where?
Anywhere Rocker's allowed.
Well, sure.
He wants to do it.
Bob and Chester tried that once. Major flop.
A flopper.
Oh, nice try again, you know. If it don't happen,
maybe we could get better karaoke system.
Here's one I'm pretty sure Ross would be in on. Women's mud wrestling.
In. Yeah, in.
I thought so.
How about Jello? Then we can, never mind.
Settle down, Neil. Don't you get excited. Number 6. Summer movie marathon at the Hein Amphitheater. For the kids, you know.
We do that every year.
Somebody does that at the Jubilee.
Marathon.
Yeah.
Yep.
All night.
Yep. For the kids. Keep them up all night.
Now, here's one that's going to be a little probably out of our budget, but we'll try to give her a shot anyways.
Beatles?
No. Oh. They're hard as carbs, most of them.
Only half.
Number 5, midget wrestling.
Ed.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that. See?
No, it's getting better.
Yeah. Picked up.
Yeah.
much like somebody's like you. Mm-hmm. Number four.
You okay, Jack?
I've beer come off my nose.
Barbecue cookout day. You know, brisket, you know.
Briskets and gravy?
Briskets and gravy?
Oh, sorry.
Not biscuits and gravy, brisket.
Oh. So is this going to be a contest or just...
No, just for, for
everybody go cook something and go home?
For families.
Like a barbecue cook-off?
Yeah.
Like a contest or just...
Can be.
You talking about like 30 families going to the park and cooking stuff and big picnic? Or I'm not sure what that is.
I like it.
It's not that complicated.
No, it ain't. Good job.
But here we go. Now, here's one the Coopers can kick in on.
Whoa.
You'll like this.
How about Hastings?
Good tie-in. Cooper Turkey cook-off. It's like all the different ideas you can have to how to cook Cooper Turkey.
Deep prayer.
Ow.
For the love of God, I'm trying to build the business up, and you're killing me, Smalls.
Turkey races.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I like it.
Let's go. Turkey races versus chicken races. At Wendell's.
Who's the fastest?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
And pigs.
Yeah, pig races.
Who's going to be the jockeys?
You know, JR Manufacturing.
We can tie monkeys on them.
Okay. Number two, so we can get, certain show on the air on time somewhat.
Yeah, you're only 2 minutes left.
Number two, Texas Hold'em Tournament. That's kind of... maybe outdated, but...
Well, no, they're doing one at the Legion next month.
So, this one always... This is more of a summer... This would be more of a summer one than anything. Actually, you can do about any time. Beer pong tourney. Maybe Jubilee.
Crickets. Crickets again.
You ran out of ideas there towards the end.
Hey. I don't see anybody else chirping.
I like them.
Except the five that you said stupidest ideas ever.
I don't mind them. There's only one way to find out, Rocker.
Well, I don't. Like I said, I don't think we're going to be able.
You want me to tell you a bigger moneymaker than any of them ten? A rocker calendar.
Ooh. Oh, God.
12 pictures of you.
I was thinking more along the line of Jody.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
Jody doing
anything about Jill.
Well, she could join. Be a hell of a show. Then you probably have to have a clean-up mop somewhere.
Whoa. Okay.
Get him off.
Ow. Hey, you brought this stuff in. I'm just... Good Lord.
That's what I was thinking.
You're sweating from your brow, Rocker.
I wouldn't know why. I feel like I'm under the heat lamps.
So. Do you have a Rocker rant?
Well, I didn't.
You can draw one up.
Well, how about those two guys that they.
Sorry, that's my fault. My fault.
What happened, Jake County Jail?
Well, not Jake County. It's the people, the two guys, we'll call them pervs, in the paper tonight.
Oh, yeah. Mercer County's getting hit by pervs wide open.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Salina, Coldwater, and Parkway all had one.
Yeah, and there's one of them they dragged in from another state.
Now, those guys are going to get a special place in the old Gray Bar Hotel.
Yeah. Maybe they can all be together.
They will find a new avenue one of these days soon.
Hmm.
We won't be. maybe they could be put in there with old Bill Cosby, and he'll show them the old pudding pop.
Wow.
Thanks, Rock.
So, Jack, you've just taken the microphone away from Rock. I don't think you can do that.
With that said. Well, I wanted to take it away from him before he made a comment about his headset.
Yeah. All right, that was a one-time shot deal.
It was. But I'll tell you what, for insight...
I also had a lot of Fireball in there.
Yes, you did.
Well, we can get you some. There's plenty in the refrigerator. Yes.
For insight, this is Jack Rocker, Randy Diller, Ross Wendell, Mr. Neal, saying we'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned for Sports Talk. Bob and Fee, who's on?
Me and Fee.
Bob and Fee.
What else do you need, right?
I guess you don't have to stay tuned for Sports Talk.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. It's Bubba and Fee.
It's Bubba and Fee. They'll be back right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.